monument?
Storytelling. Trying to tell a story that is so complex in a way that will communicate with as diverse a viewership as possible. And through the medium of art, the story of politicians like Abraham Lincoln, who we're familiar with, but also the story of a 19-year-old Irishman swinging an axe in the desert who had just come back from a war, maybe has PTSD. And while he was away, they demolished his neighborhood in New York City to make room for Central Park. And all these stories in between. I think fleshing out the stories we read in a textbook and the grainy black and white photos we see in photographs, and try to help us remember that history is lived by people that are just as human, just as passionate, just as frail as we are today.
Now, we see this panel, and as Dan Wu mentioned, there's other panels, so what's on each side of the
monument? The four sides have slightly different themes. I don't like to say themes, focuses, say. So one side, the side that will face, if you're looking west, that side is the Union Pacific side. It went from the east towards the west. So mostly European Americans, some African Americans, freed slaves, a lot of veterans. Heading east was the Central Pacific, coming from the coast, going east. The workforce ended up being primarily Chinese. another side that we're facing now recognizes the Native American experience, the effect on the natural environment, the meeting of the two cultures. You know, this European American-based culture heading, moving west, the indigenous culture that was being collided with. The other side celebrates the technology of the time, that when this was built, it was not a focus on worker groups and things like this. What fascinated people at the time, late 1800s, early 1900s, was the technology of forging two iron rails through a country. So things like the rails, things like doing the math, doing the engineering, doing the surveying. While they run the rails, they ran telegraph lines. So all of a sudden, they could communicate instantly across the country. These things were what fascinated people and are a bit overlooked in the story today, because we are now a little bit more focused on the people group. So trying to tell a very well-rounded story.
So how many hours and how difficult was it?
I don't even want to know the number of hours. Contract called for 3 years, and we did it in 2 years and 3 months. I think about 35 to 40 people touched it, and the vast majority were in Kentucky. So this was made in Kentucky.
I still don't see how. I mean, how does it work? How do you create something like this?
That's a long story, but it all starts with an idea, you know, an idea and sketches. Then I start playing with clay, roughing it out. Then we start working with engineers. How is it going to stand up, not fall over? You know, sculpting in clay, making molds, casting that in metal, welding it all together, creating an internal structure, covering it with gold, 1,100 square feet of gold leaf, finding experts in their fields, historians, gold leaf experts, metallurgists, engineers, transportation engineers, experts. You know, working with national highways, making sure it's not too tall, just, you know, it takes a team.